Yutches Nissen, Beis de Chalamoid, the 29th of March, Habocha Eli Dov Stern, Kizayis B'mitzvahs Mora.
Mora in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yadadam and Beis, brings a Braisa. The last din of the Braisa says, Ochlon Lachatzoyim Yotza. The Ashbam explains, Ochlon Lachatzoyim, says the Ashbam, Chatzi Zayis B'pam Rishoyim, Chatzi zayis b'pam sheni, u'b'morin mayri. So the Rashbam, this means that you had one chatzi zayis, and you had another chatzi zayis, and we're talking about morin. So the Braisa said yotze, yotze. Says the Braisa, tenai u'b'lvad shlo yishe bin achila lechaverto yoyse mekadei achilas pras. You shouldn't wait in between the two achilas more than the zman of an achilas pras. Because if so, then it'll be two separate achilas. You have to have, it has to be one achila. Because you need a kezayis and mora, that's pashta gemara. You need to have a kezayis with your mora. And if you wait more than achilas pras, it's two achilas. So it has to, the zman in between has to be less than achilas pras. The Rosh brings down this din. Rosh is moisef. Brings down. Och lechatzon yotza bavad shal yeshe ben achil chaver ti yoysim kedei achilas pras. Rosh is moisef o mishum. The mevarich al achilas mora tzarech sheyoichel kezayis. The ain achila bepachas mekezayis. The Rosh Moisif gives a reason. Why do you need to have a kezayis? Says the Rosh, because you make a bracha al achilas mora, you say the Rosh an achila in the bracha, and ain achila pachas mekezayis. Therefore, you need to have a kezayis. So the Shagasari is already medai from this Rosh. The Rosh is mashma. The etzim din of matzah, the din of mora, which the Torah gave the mitzvah mora, does not require a kezayis. The only reason why you do need the kezayis is because you say in the bracha, Lashon Achila, and Ein Achila Pachas Mekezayis. So you said, I'm now going to eat Mara, so you have to eat a kezayis of Mara. But the mitzvah, the etzah mitzvah of Mara does not require a kezayis. The Shagasari goes on to explain why. And he says, because when the Torah says in the Pasuk of Mara is Al Matzah Yisumarim Yechluhu, when the Torah says Al Matzah Yisumarim Yechluhu, the word Yechluhu is not going on the Mara. The word Yechluhu is referring to the Pesach. The Torah is telling me I wanted to eat the Pesach together with Matzah and Morah. And because the Torah never said the word Achila in reference to the Morah, there's no Chiyuv to have a Kezayis. Shagasari is a long shikl, he goes on, he asks a bunch of Kashas. Chaim the Stencil brings down one of the Shagasari's Kashas, and he's Moisif his own Kasha. He brings down a Kasha from the Shagasari that even though the Torah never said the Lashon Achila by the Morah, but Mara is hukish l'matzah. It says Mara and it says matzah is Mara Yechlu. The Torah is makish Mara to matzah. And matzah definitely does need the kezayis. Because matzah, it says be'erv teichlu matzah. So it says clearly the Torah said I want you to have an achila of matzah. So matzah definitely does need the kezayis. And if Mara is hukish l'matzah, Mara should also need the kezayis off the hekish. That's the Shagasari's kasha which Reb Chaim brings down. He brings down another kasha. He says his own kasha. He asks his own kasha. So Kasha is, the Enachanami, the Torah never said the Lashon Achila by Mora. However, Reb Chaim says that when the Torah gave you a din Achila, the Torah wanted you to do an Achila. Even if the Torah didn't say Achila, the Torah wants Achila, and Ein Achila Pachas M'Kezayis, you have to have a Kezayis. And Reb Chaim brings a Raya. Reb Chaim brings a Raya from the Issa Basa V'Cholov. The Issa Basa V'Cholov, the Torah never said Lashon Achila. The Torah said, L'Sevashal Gadi B'Chalev Yemoy. And the Gemara learns out from that Issa Achila. And because it's Issa Achila, the Issa is only B'Kezayis. Pachas M'Kezayis is no Issa. So says Reb Chaim, we see that you don't need the Torah to write the Lashon Achila in order to be Mechuyev Achila and to be Mechuyev B'Kezayis. If the Torah wanted an Achila, so you need to have a Kezayis. So who had him by Mara? The Torah wanted an Achila. The Torah wanted you to eat the Mara. And Ein Achila Pachas M'Kezayis, so you should need a Kezayis. So Reb Chaim says the Torah, and you say it's one. He says one thing, but there's two nekudas in the Torah. Each one answering one of the kashas. Chaim brings from the Rambam. The Rambam is not moina mitzvahs mora as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Mitzvahs mora is a chelik of korban pesach. So din in korban pesach, the Torah says I want to eat the korban pesach with mora. It's not its own mitzvah. So says Reb Chaim, therefore, because it's not its own mitzvah, who are din the matzah, which it says in that pasuk, is not its own mitzvah. The matzah is also a din in the korban pesach. Says Reb Chaim, therefore, the matzah which it says in this pasuk cannot be the same matzah as the matzah which it says in Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs. This matzah is not a mitzvah. This matzah is a din in the Korban Pesach. So therefore, you can't ask me a question that Marer is hukash lematzah. And therefore, Marer should also need the kazayis. Because Marer is hukash to matzah, which it says here, which is also a din in Korban Pesach. And it's not the same din as Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs. So this din matzah also doesn't need the kazayis. There's another din of matzah, Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs. It's two separate din. One is din of eating matzah, and one is a din of Korban Pesach. And the Torah said, with the Korban Pesach, have matzah and have Marer. Chaim also says, therefore he's answered his kasha also. Chaim's kasha was that even though the Torah doesn't say lashon achila, but the Torah wants you to have an achila. And if the Torah wants you to have an achila, you need to have a kezias. Says Reb Chaim, no. If the Torah gave you a mitzvah of morer, and the Torah wants you to have an achila, and you have to have a kezias. Here the Torah never gave you a mitzvah of morer. It's a din korban pesach. If it's a din korban pesach, then you can't ask me a kasha that it's a din achila and the Torah wants a kezias. I don't know exactly what the Torah says, but it's not. We might see another Torah later on, I'll get back to it. I want to focus on the first point of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that because the matzah which it says in this pasuk is not mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, it's not the same matzah as it says in Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs. It's a different din. It's a din of Korban Pesach, and it's two dinim. It's a din of eating matzah in Korban Pesach, and it's a din of Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs. It's a separate mitzvah to eat matzah. As a Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Tes on the base, Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Maftirin Acha HaMatzah Pikoin. The Gemara is going on din of a maftir nacha pesach afkoyim. The Gemara wants to has negeya b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara says it has a negeya b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh negeya. You shouldn't eat after the matzah afkoyim. Now this is the only mekoyir. This Gemara is the only mekoyir for the matzah which we have as the afkoyim. And the Shulchan Machloek is showing him what exactly is the matzah which we eat at the end of the seder which we call afkoyim. So Rashbam over here says ein maftir nacha matzah afkoyim. Says Rashbam shetzorich lechol matzah b'gmar suudasoi. You have to eat matzah at the end of the suda. Zecher lematzah ne'achelas im haPesach, to commemorate the matzah which was eaten with the Pesach, the krichle, was eaten as together. Zuhi matzah betzuah she'anu oichlan ba'achroin al shem chayva. So Rashbam is Moisef. This is the matzah which we eat for achiv matzah. The shaila is what exactly does Rashbam want here? This matzah is commemorating the matzah we ate in the Korban Pesach. Very nice. And why are we, and the Rashbam has a whole nidden, why make the bracha at the beginning? So why are we being yotze to the mitzvah matzah at the end when we eat that matzah, which is a zecher for the matzah and achelas in haPesach? Well, what does Rashbam want? So Pashas, what the Rashbam is saying is that Bizman HaBayis, that's when they were yotze to the chiv matzah. Bizman HaBayis, they were yotze to the chiv matzah at the end of the seder, when they ate the matzah with the Korban Pesach. And to commemorate the fact that that's when they were yotze to the chiv matzah, we're also going to be yotze to the chiv matzah at the end of the seder when we would have eaten the Korban Pesach. Let's think a second, look at Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that there's two din. Be'er Teichlu Matzahs is one din matzah. And there's another din, a din in Korban Pesach, of Al Matzahs and Roim Rechlu. It's a din in Korban Pesach. So if this is two dinim, first of all, who told the Rashbam that Bezman HaBayis, they decided to put these two dinim together and eat the matzah together with the eat the chiv matzah together with the matzah with the eat the Korban Pesach at the end, to yotze the mitzvah matzah then? Maybe they yotze the mitzvah matzah at the beginning. And then afterwards, they had matzah, the Korban Pesach, to be yotze the Alden, of a matzah and Roim Rechlu. Who said they'd be yotze the chiv Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs at the end with the Korban Pesach? And if they were, I mean, punk, they decided, yeah, I'm eating matzah at the end, I'll be yotze my mitzvah then. Why are we commemorating an insignificant fact like that? Who cares when they decided to eat their matzah? There's no din to eat the matzah at the end. Why would they decide to eat the matzah at the end? Why would we commemorate the fact that they decided to eat the matzah at the end? So L'chayra, it's Mavu in the Rashbam, the Rashbam holds that Al-Matas and Reim Reichlu is the same, the word Al-Matas is referring to Be'er Teichlu Matzahs, it's the same mitzvah. The Torah is referring back to Be'er Teichlu Matzahs, and the Torah is telling you, I want you to eat that matzah together with the Korban Pesach. So Bezman HaZeh, we commemorate that. We don't have that din. We don't have a din to eat Achiv Matzah together with the Korban Pesach, but we commemorate that. We make a zecher for that. How do we commemorate that? By eating the matzah at the end of the Seder when we would have eaten the Korban Pesach. Abu L'chayra, the fear of Chaim's understanding, that's two separate dinim. There's no makam for this zecher which the Rashbam says it. Zecher for what? Doesn't make any sense. And the Rosh is chaylik on the Rashbam. He's chaylik because he has a shtikel of cheshbon, and he has a kashel of yidah cheshbon. Besides his masking, he brings down the Rashbam. And then he says, Kiven Shizeich Lamatza Nachalas in my Pesach Bekricha. She says, Lefid Rashbam, that we're making Zeich, we're commemorating the way they were Yotze the Chiv Matzah. So we'll also have to eat the Matzah with Mari, because that's how they were Yotze the Chiv Matzah. And then he says, we're going to get back to this. He says that even Le Techachamim Wa Choylik on Hillel, and Hol, you don't have to eat the Matzah Mari Bekricha, but you need to have it Bevasachas. So therefore, if we're commemorating the way they were Yotze the Chiv Matzah, we're going to have it together with Mari, because that was the din they had of a Matzah Mari Mechlu, to have it together with Mari. And therefore, he asks the question, so why do we bother having Kairich at the beginning of the Seder? Therefore, he says, different pshat, that's not Zeichel HaMatzah Nachelus HaPesach. The Matzah, which we eat at the end of the Seder, is Zeichel HaPesach. Fine. We cited the Rosh is maskim to the Rashbam. Now, if the Rosh would hold like Reb Chaim, the HaMatzah Sinurei Michlu is one din, and the Erev Teich HaMatzah is another din. No Shaykh is El Azeh. So, he should come along and bring the Rashbam and say, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know what you're making a Zeichel for. We've been Yotze the Chiv Matzah to the end, like them, I don't know what you're talking about. Who said they're Yotze the Chiv Matzah? What's going on here? The fact that he's not Chiz to Rashbam's Pshat, if not for his Kasha of why we have Kerich at the beginning, Chayot Mavuah, that he's Maskim to the Rashbam. The Avada, a Matzah Mer Mechlu, is referring to Barav Teich Matzahs. And they had the din to eat the Matzah at the end, and it passes to make a Zeichel for that. No, Ross, it doesn't make sense, it's Shver, because I'm saying why do you have Kerich? So Chayot Mavuah in this Rosh, not like Reb Chaim wants to say in the Rosh. Reb Chaim wants to say in the Rosh that Be'er Teich L'Matzahs is one din, and a Matzah Mer Mechlu is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and it's a separate din, it's din in Karban Pesach. L'chor in this Rosh, Mevu, not like that, you can't say as a... If so, the Shagasai has Kasha, it's Fikshver. Shagasai has a Kasha. Enechanami doesn't say Yachila by Morav, but Tzukash L'Matzah. So it's Fikshver, if a Matzah Mer Mechlu is referring to Be'er Teich L'Matzahs, then we have a Kasha. Morav is Tzukash L'Matzah, and Matzah needs a Kazayas. So Marsh also needs to kazayas up the hakish. So I'd like to suggest an alternative approach to answer this Rosh. Al pi a yisoid, which my uncle says in Sefer Derech Kecha. The Rosh over here, we just quoted it, the Rosh says, he brings down that even like the Chachamim, who are choylik on Hillel, that you don't need to have a kricha, we need to eat the bevasachas. So, my uncle wants to suggest that the Rosh holds that there's no din in our Matzah Mechlu to have three achilas, an achila of Pesach, an achila of Matzah, an achila of Mar. There's one din achila, to have an achila of Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. And therefore, because din is to have one achila, Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, therefore each one, the Pesach and the Matzah, Mar, doesn't have to shtel to its own achila. The Hainu, each one doesn't have to have a kazayas. You could have achila from all three together. Because it's a din to eat all three, that's a din to eat everything. There's no din achila on each one, it's a din to eat everything. And therefore, each one doesn't have to shtel to its own achila by having a kazayas. You can have a kazayas from all three together. And he brings a raya from the Loshon Avodram. Avodram is going on the Rambam on the din of Kairich. He's going to shoot us Rambam that Kairich is only the Matzah Mor. Another Pesach, the Rashbam says, Yeshlit Boil HaMatzah VaMorir B'Charoises V'Oichel Mehem Kezayis. You eat from them a Kezayis. It's not, you don't have to have a Kezayis from each one. You have to have a Kezayis from both of them together. With this, he wants to answer Reb Chaim's Kasha, which he was Moisif for. His own Kasha. Chaim had the Kasha, the Anachanami doesn't say Achila, but it's a Din Achila. And a Din Achila for others is Kezayis. The Tarek says, yeah, Avada is a Din Achila. Oh, but it's a Din Achila from three things. So you can ask me Kasha, it's a Din Achila, and therefore it needs a Kezayis, like Basel B'Chalov. Because a Din Achila from three things, so you need a Kezayis from all three. You don't need a Kezayis just from the Mori. So perhaps we could suggest with this, it's a bit of a Chiddush, that when the Tarek says that Matzim Ruim, it's going back on the Din of Be'er Teich Matzis. And about in Be'er Teich Matzah, Shtei Achiv, you have to have a Achila of Matzah. But when you're Mekayim a Mitzvah, in this optimal form, the Torah wanted to Mekayim a Matzah Simroi Mechlu, to eat the Matzah with the Morer and the Korban Pesach, then you don't need to have a Kezayis, because the Torah is coming and tell you, I want you to eat it with the Morer and Pesach, and to have Achila from all of them. So in that Heichetim, so you don't need the Kezayis. You can have a Kezayis from all of them, because here the Torah wants to have Achila from all three. And now, for even though Be'er Tuchel Matzahs, if you only be Mekayim that mitzvah, will require you to have a Kazayis, but when you Mekayim the Din Noisa, which straight out Matzah Merim Michlu, to have it with the Moran Karim Pesach, you won't need the Kazayis, because the Torah is telling you, I want you to have Achila from all three. And therefore, we've answered the Shai Kazayis Kasha also. The Shai Kazayis Kasha is, I want you to have that Mars Hukash Lamatza, so Mars need the Kazayis because Hukash Lamatza. The Torah says, yeah, oh, but when Mars Hukash Lamatza, Yenna Matzah also doesn't need the Kazayis. Because Yenna Matzah, you've been Mekayim by having an Achila from all three, and therefore you don't need the Kazayis from Yenna Matzah also. So you can ask me a question, that Mars Hukash Lamatza.